Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Melissa introduced me to Amy.
Okay.
And Amy works or is working with the Brian Grant Foundation, I think, has for a few years.
Oh, so she's not part of the, your cool club, cool kid
no,
club?
No, but I'm going to tell
her. I'm part of the cool club.
I'm going to tell her.
By that you mean the Parkinson's Club, yes.
That one, yes. But there's another club he's talking about. Oh. But I'll tell you about that in a minute.
It's a club of ladies.
The ladies YOPD club that I have. But anyways. Besides the point, you're off track. Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. Amy was diagnosed 34. 34, okay. So pretty similar to me. So we wanted to have you on and get to know, learn about you and your journey and... yeah, talk about Parkinson's.
Well, you do for the Brian...
Brian Grant Foundation.
Brian Grant.
Didn't I say that?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah, you said you started to.
Oh.
Then I think I interrupted.
So, Amy, why don't you tell us about yourself and your journey?
Great. Yeah, so I was diagnosed at 34 years old. I had just had my third baby. And so during the pregnancy, I noticed symptoms, but, you know, I attributed it all to pregnancy, you know, baby sitting on a nerve. Mm. During that time, we had a lot of stressful things going on, too. We were packing up, moving across the country. We lived with my parents for a few months until we got settled in our new place. So a lot going on. So, of course, like I, again, explained away a lot of the symptoms. Finally, I'm like, things should be getting better. And here I am in the fetal position crying, like, I couldn't even figure out how to make dinner. I was having these panic attacks and anxiety attacks. And it's like, I'd wait for my husband to walk in the door and I'd be like, they're yours. I just got to go crawl into bed because something's wrong and I don't know what it is. I had a wonderful PCP who just, you know, took my symptoms seriously. At the time I was there to talk about like the panic attacks and anxiety. And I said, by the way, I have this little twitch in my toe. She goes, I don't see it, but I'll send you to a neuro. I mean, I'm so glad she did because I went there and by then, like the anxiety and that stress creeps up. So now my twitch is like,
yeah.
And that looks like Parkinson's, but you know, you're too young.
Yep.
Yeah. Same old story. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, put you on some levodopa, tell you to call back in 2 weeks. And you're just like, all right, I'm 34. What, you know, I call back in 2 weeks. I'm like, this is kind of helping, kind of not. Well, all right, do it for another 2 weeks. I'm like, well, no, I'm 34. I'm not just going to sit here and test out this medication that I really don't know what it is. I'm really fortunate in that my sister-in-law is a movement disorder specialist.
Oh, wow.
This whole time. Pardon?
Where does she live?
She lives in Connecticut.
Okay, so she wasn't near you? Okay.
But I kept everybody in the dark until now. And at this point, I'm like, all right, I better tell her what's going on. So hopped on the phone, sent her some videos, and she just knew automatically. Mm-hmm. She said, you know, she's like, I got sick that night, Amy. She's like, I knew right away. And being my little pit bull sister-in-law, she got me in to see the new movement disorder specialist like the following week. And I was in with two women. One was a fellow and one was the resident, and they were both new time moms. And they just sat there and doing the neuro test, I could see it. I could see what they were looking for. And 3 minutes in, they both said, it's Parkinson's. And we all just kind of sat there. I went, you know, the tunnel vision, everything sounds like the Charlie Brown, womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
I did hear them ask me if I had any questions. And I'm sitting there going,
yeah, lots of them.
Don't really know what this is. What questions should I ask? And all I could say was, can I still be a mom? Aww. And we all just started crying. And then they hand you your welcome to Parkinson's packet, which to this day I have yet to open because I just hate it so much. And I walked out the door and walked the streets of Portland in the rain, crying with vests on. I have a fantastic brother-in-law who picked me up and took me to a dive bar at like 8 a.m.
I like your in-laws.
Yeah. One in-law sends you to a doctor and the other one sends you to a bar. Yeah. Hey, that's a great combination.
I have a great family. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that's where it was. Then, you know, I got to go home and tell my mom. And at the time my husband was, so we lived at that time, well, 6 hours away from the doctor. So he had to stay in town to take care of the older two. So I brought the baby up and stayed with my sister. So I had to call him on the phone and say, you know, honey, you know, that sickness and health vow we made, now's the time to enact it.
So how long ago was this?
8 years.
Okay. When you found out that the one doctor, the first neurologist said, it looks or sounds like Parkinson's, but you're too young, just try carbidopa levodopa. Did you even look into Parkinson's at that point?
Yes and no. You know, of course you Dr. Google everything. Yeah. And prior to this, it was like, oh, it's ALS or it's Parkinson's. So I was still thinking, you know.
Yeah. And you're hoping for Parkinson's out of that deal.
Yeah. Well, at that point, I was still hoping for them to say it's postpartum depression, but...
How far out of your delivery were you talking to the neurologist?
A little less than a year.
Okay.
So we had just... Because I remember, like, celebrating his first birthday, and I look at those pictures, and I remember thinking, like, okay, just pretend to be happy. Try to be present, but you're so, like, in that self-survival mode, and just so... You know, I think we all were, that Michael J. Fox had it... that it wasn't a death sentence, but it wasn't curable. I mean, that was kind of the basics of what I knew. And I had started to look into it, and it's like, I just knew enough that I wanted more guidance. You know, had I been somebody of a retired age, maybe this method or, you know, this way of diagnostics was okay. But I mean, I was 34 with small kids. It's like, I just can't sit here and cry this medicine that I didn't know anything about. And then when I told my sister-in-law what they recommended, oh, she was furious.
Why?
She said, they put you on this and they didn't check up with you? Because when I did call back after 2 weeks, they're like, they wouldn't even put me through the doctor. It was just the medical staff. And they're like, try for another 2 weeks. And I'm like, how about no?
Yeah, yeah.
How about you see me in person?
Uh-huh. I know, that's what's crazy, like how different things can be just based, I mean, obviously people are people, but, you know, there's no... rigor around or consistency around movement disorder specialists or neurologists
or primary care, even
for that matter. Primary care too. But
so how many stories have you guys heard, have we heard that of primary cares, people, doctors just writing a script for
there? I think it's something like 40% of people get diagnosed by their PCP.
Yeah. I mean, mine went on for probably a year and a half, 2 years I brought it to my primary care at that time, and he just blew it off. He's like, I don't see a limp in your leg, and your arms look that because you have tendonitis. Yeah. You know, and I was like, okay.
You have to do so much educating of the other doctors. I know one of the programs at our hospital out here is they're trying to involve some of the other disciplines and doing like kind of like a crash course of what Parkinson's is. So, because there is a shortage of movement disorder specialists. It's like, well, if you can come kind of get this crash course, then it's something to keep an eye out for. And I think we need more educational opportunities like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't matter what doctor I go to, you know, I always get the same thing. You have Parkinson's? Oh, you're too young. And I have to explain how the runny nose and how the constipation and how the anxiety, those are all Parkinson's. Mm-hmm.
I was actually going to ask, like, what are your symptoms that you deal with?
Most bothersome are my non-motor symptoms. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a tremor in my leg and in my hand. I'm right side affected. I have stiffness in my right hand. And there are times I move slow. But mostly it's the anxiety.
Hmm.
If I'm not on, I can't do crowds. I don't want to leave the house. My apathy is bad. So for me, it's that the psychological, which is, it doesn't seem like there's a way to fix it. So it's kind of a test on yourself and see what combination of meds and exercises work. And then of course I have like extreme sweating. I sweat like crazy. I try to like look nice, and by the end my hair is drenched and
I do, I have that now too. I never used to sweat.
I've had some of those symptoms, but my everything kind of comes and goes. Like nothing's been consistent for me at all. Like I might have pain or apathy or whatever, but it might be there for a month, it might be there for a week. But then something else comes and takes its place.
You're putting a sample platter.
Only the slow, rigid movements are still hanging around.
But I actually thought about this earlier because my MDS was telling me like we're changing up my meds, and so she's like, okay, let's do this for like 2 to 3 weeks, and she's like, and kind of like just journal a little bit like how you're feeling, like when you're off, when you're on, when you're dyskinetic, et cetera. And she called and we talked about it. And there was like kind of consistency, but not really. And she was, not baffled by it, but she was just still like poking, like making sure I was documenting it accurately. And I thought about it. I'm like, but it's different every day based on what we do. So even like today, I'm like, I felt so much more rigid, and my dyskinesia was coming out. But it's like I was in the car a lot today. I've been like in and out running errands. Yesterday, I was sitting in a conference room for a meeting like for 8 hours, and I was not that I was fine, but it wasn't how I felt now today. But it's because I'm doing something completely different, and tomorrow I'm going to do something completely different.
Well, then it depends on, what did you eat? How did
Yeah.
you
How
sleep?
did you
What,
sleep?
where are you in your cycle?
Yeah.
I've been switching over medications, and so we're still trying to figure out the dosages. And it's like you journaling. It's like, okay, yesterday was great. This is finally kicking in. Well, this morning, it's like I never really got my full kick. It's like I'm still tremoring. And again, it's like, did I go to the bathroom? Like that affects it, and it is so.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's really hard, especially when it is also unpredictable.
So when you got connected with the Brian Grant Foundation a couple years ago?
So we were living in Bend, Oregon, and they had a Pints for Parkinson's event. And if you know Bend, Oregon, they're known for their microbreweries. They've got a, trail, ale trail. That's what it's called.
Love that.
And so we joined in on that, and then I saw a lot of the events they were doing, and it was very practical stuff, doing like a smoothie making class and making re having recipes available. And I started looking into Brian Grant, and he was, I would say, the first celebrity that was really open about the ups and downs. It wasn't just all positive. It was like, here's this guy who's telling me that he sat on his couch eating just like a box of Captain Crunch. It's like, won't lie, I've been there. And it just was so relatable. He talked about like being in a meeting and sitting on his hands so nobody could see it tremoring. And I was doing the same thing at that moment. And he had his young kids too. And it just was the first person I was like, wow, okay, you are going exactly through what I'm going through right now. Because when I was diagnosed, I couldn't find anybody. And it was very difficult. Felt lonely. I mean, I had a support group, but they were all retired. They weren't walking in with babies behind them. And it was very hard. And so he was the first person I was like, wow, okay, somebody who gets it.
Do you have a support group now?
I do. So with the Brian Grant Foundation, we started we call it YOPDX, our Young Onset of Portland. So we serve Portland and South Washington, and we have a group of 30 some young onsets. And I categorize that. So we categorize it as, are you still working? Are you raising kids? Are you caring for your parents? Because honestly, like you could be in your 50s and you still have those challenges. And that's something different than somebody who's retired. But yes, we do monthly meetups, and we also have a meetup for the care partners of those that group as well. And so yeah, those are my people, and I can be there for the ones that are newly diagnosed and are in the same spot I was in.
That's awesome. How did Okay.
No, I'm thinking, you know, like when I got diagnosed 10 years ago at 40.
You're going to be 50?
Next summer. I just realized I said that too. Shit. But, oh man, that cut real deep. No, but I mean, first of all, I thought, kind of like you, I was leaving the doctor's office, I was more upbeat. I was like, okay, so we're going to do a Z-Pak, a shot of penicillin, you know, kind of thing here. But they're diagnosing it so much younger, more often now. I think it's because
there's more of us, or are we better at diagnosing?
Well, that, it's like, I don't know. Like, is it to your point, like, is there more because of like the environment and what we're exposed to, or is it because we're just a generation that's more aware and like louder?
I think it's because technology brings it to the forefront more.
Well, that and the generation before us, I still feel like they like hide everything from the doctor, like don't tell them anything, you know. And I'm like, you know, my leg hurts, like. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Like I said, to me, it just seemed like especially since we started doing this podcast, the young onset just seemed like it's just growing and growing. But
yeah, I definitely think that there's more out there. So like in terms of people like us.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People like us.
I mean, I have every meeting, every month, I have a new person joining. Mm-hmm. And on one hand, it's great because we're getting our word out and can help them. But on the other hand, it's like, excuse my language, crap, here's another one.
Yeah, I know. You know. So what does the Brian Grant Foundation do? Is it just for the community, or is it bigger than that?
It's bigger than that. It really grew during the pandemic when we did have to switch everything into online mode. And that way, through that, we realized how we could reach the whole world. Mm-hmm. We do in-person things, you know, get-togethers and meetups. But online, we do webcasts. I do a monthly wellness webcast. Mm. We do mindfulness classes. Every Tuesday, we have a breath-by-breath mindfulness session. And then we provide a mindfulness-based stress reduction course that we do twice a year. We do storytelling sessions where we've had people curate their own digital stories, documenting, you know, some part of their Parkinson's journey. We're working with advocacy. We're working with Michael J. Fox Foundation. Brian Grant was part of the Camp Lejeune. And so they're very big advocates of banning paraquat and TCE. So at the foundation, our goal is to provide the tools to live an active life.
Yeah.
Because we also recognize that this isn't a fun, easy journey.
Right.
You know, but we were here to support you. Because with the community, you're just not going to succeed. So we do, we have some daily dose exercises. We have recipes online.
So tell me about like the wellness and the mindfulness. Like what's the wellness
So the wellness webcast, we change our topics. It's second Wednesday of the month. So this next week, we're doing it on constipation, but we're actually talking to a physical therapist and a dietitian. So we're looking at non-pharmaceutical solutions to constipation. Mm-hmm. We are going to be talking about AI and how they're using AI for diagnostics and for programming DBS.
Really?
Yeah, at UCSF, they're using AI to help program the DBS.
My alarm.
Yeah, we get, you know, AI gets kind of a scary rap, but then you look on the other side, you're like, wow, that's pretty dang cool.
I love really AI. I use it a lot.
Really?
I do. Yeah. Like ChatGPT?
I know, great. But once you start it, I'm like, everybody knows that once they start it, they can't stop using it.
Yeah, it's kind of addicting. But that's really cool. I'm going to take a look at that. So that you talk about that then on these webinars or webcast. And is it free to join in or?
Yeah.
Interesting.
We try to make everything free. And if not, you know, we ask for a donation. And if you can't afford, you know, the request, we can figure something out. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure our services are available to everybody. And then the weekly Breath by Breath, it's run by Kimberly Berg from OHSU. She's also on faculty at Duke. And she just is brilliant. She helps you to really recognize what is in here and the now, focus on the present, learning how to, you can't control the situation, you can control your reaction, practice body scans and body awareness. And it's hard, it's a practice, but it has been one of the few things I've done religiously that has really made a difference in my care. When I can feel a stress or panic attack coming on, I can know how to sit and breathe and how to refocus and redefine the situation. Mm. And she also teaches the mindfulness-based stress reduction course. And that's just a really deeper dive into how to do it and what it's all about. But it's been, I highly recommend it.
Can I send my teenage boy? Learn to breathe, take a breath. So the mindfulness, that's twice a year or that's every?
Yeah, the class is twice a year and we're starting up actually, I think next week, registration is still open.
Is it like a weekend type thing or?
I think Tuesdays at 4:00 Pacific's time. Uh-huh. And it is 2 hours. It is a commitment. And it's weekly for 8 weeks.
Oh, so it's an actual program.
It's an actual program.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we tried to make this, I mean, it's so tricky with the time differences, but we tried to make it, you know, close into the evening so that people who have jobs can attend as well.
It's not in person though, right? It would be
virtual? This is on Zoom.
Okay. Mindfulness on Zoom.
It's, you know, because you'll sit there and she'll talk and you just put your headphones in, you know, and you just close your eyes and.
Oh, that's. If I could do that on all my Zoom calls.
Brian, I do.
I was going to say, like, you might do that. I think Melissa was telling me too that did you do some sort of run or race?
Yes. So this was, it wasn't sponsored by Brian Graham Foundation, but it was a group of us. All in the Portland area, it's a relay race and it goes from Portland to the coast and seaside. So it's about 138 miles. And the real true elites do it from Mount Hood, which is further. They run. That's not us. We walked it. Our goal was to finish. We weren't racing. But there was a team of 12. Seven of us have Parkinson's. And it's, 24 hours. So we have two vans. And the first van, we started off at about 3:30 in the morning, and the first person walked their leg, which was maybe 3 or 4 miles, and then we meet them and we swap and we do that till all six are done, and then the vans trade out, and we do that twice. And so
you walk by yourself,
two legs,
or by somebody?
Yes. Aww. Yes. Well, you're walking with, you know, all the other walkers and runners, but there was a long time that I was alone, and so one of my legs was all uphill in the dark in the mountains. It was like at 1 a.m. and it was fantastic. It was like you're in the woods, the stars, you are at peace, you're just challenging yourself, and you have this the camaraderie is just empowering. And your van will drive by you and it's decked out in lights and streamers and people are cheering for you. And you're just like, yeah, I got this. I'm awesome. And then you hit that final, meetup spot and they're cheering. And it was so amazing. And you're just like, wow, I just did, 12 miles. My two legs were total, but 6 miles, I did this and I'm so fantastic.
Oh, I'm so cool.
And then when you get to Seaside, everybody runs to the ocean and puts their feet in the water, but you just, you wait for your team for the last person to meet up. And then as a group, all 12 of you cross the finish line together and you get a medal. Mm-hmm. And we had these bright pink shirts that said walking for Parkinson's. And it was just, everybody's cheering you on. They see what you're doing and you get people coming up and telling you stories. And that is the best. We were there to raise awareness and having people come up and say, my person in my life has this and thank you for doing this. And thank you for showing us what you can do. That's why we did it.
There was one that was in the, on the East. So that's what Allie and her husband did.
With Joe.
Oh, Drake. Joe! Oh, yeah, Joe did it too. Joe Drake. Yeah. Do you know Joe Drake? He lives. Doesn't he live in Seattle? Or is that
someplace in that direction?
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry,
somewhere in the west.
Somewhere in the west. You should know who he is, right?
No, no, he runs all these marathons.
He runs,
like still.
He's like he's 70, right?
Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah. Because I think he ran seven first. He wanted to run all seven for his 70th, and he was diagnosed, I think, 2 years before that. But yeah, he's awesome. But I actually really like that. Because what's it called? The race itself? Like, what's it called?
The Hood to Coast.
Okay. Because what's interesting, it's like, I always think of like different fundraiser ideas. But when you think about it, that's a great awareness thing to do because everybody with the disease lives with it for 24 hours. But it's like, we're constantly living with this for 24 hours a lot of times because we don't sleep well. We're always moving. Like things just aren't stopping. So if we ever did something like that here, that'd be kind of neat.
Well, and you decorate your vans. So our vans, say Parkinson's awareness and we had QR codes if anybody wanted more info. And we're if this van is if this van is shaken, well, it should be. We have Parkinson's.
Oh, that's so cute.
We're running. No, we're not running. We're just walking. Oh, no, we're not walking. We're running in slow motion.
I love that.
So we made it fun. Yeah.
That's really
and
cool.
And it was a great way because there were other vans too raising awareness for their causes. And everybody it's just a very empowering event.
Oh, very cool. Maybe we can do it when the twins turn 16 and we get them and their friends to be the van drivers in the middle of the night. Kids would love that.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just trying.
Because you don't want to do it.
We need to do physical exercise again.
Yeah, because you'll be just sitting on your couch.
There's a football game on that day.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It was a pleasure having you and learning about your story. I know I know a few other women who have had similar situations to yours of like, either just having had a baby or pregnant and it's a whole nother ball game. So, I'm going to say it only to remind myself. I hate when people say this to me, you look great.
And like I say is medicine and science is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Got little pills that help.
Well, that, and a lot of times people are like, I don't see anything. I'm like, well, my legs haven't stopped, but you don't see below
the belt. I'm good from here.
Yeah.
See, I'm not. I have that resting.
You have resting bitch face.
Yes.
It's resting PD face.
Dead glare look.
You've been doing good today, though.
I've been working hard to avoid that. I can see in pictures the changes that have happened, especially because of my dimple. So there are times when I can tell when I'm off because it won't be there.
Aw, you do have really cute dimples. Melissa already came out and she was like, you're super cute. And you're like, you really are. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on and for all the work that you're doing with the Bryant Grant Foundation. We started a nonprofit for Parkinson's and it's to, same thing, to bring awareness, but also to provide tools to help people live live a better life today. But we keep talking about, like, how do we harness everybody's energy and just, like, have, there's always conferences and congresses, like the World Parkinson's Congress or whatever. And it's like, that's great. But it's like, I just want it to be just us. whereas, like, those are, you know, which are good, like, they're conferences and this and that. It's like, I just want to get everybody together, have a party or something.
Did you go to the World Parkinson's Congress?
I did not, but I want to go to the one when it's in Arizona.
So I went to the one in Barcelona, and it was my first. And let me tell you, it's so different than any other conference because they include people with Parkinson's. And there are so many talks and programs run for people with Parkinson's by people with Parkinson's. So attend the one in Phoenix. I think you'll get a taste of it. It is really, you'll meet the most inspiring people.
Oh, my God. I love that. You going to go? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
We should probably look into that and see if we can submit something. Are you so?
Yes, and then I can meet you.
Yeah,
I know. Well, I'll be there.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Well, that's in 2026.
Yes,
right. I'll see you in 2 years.
Yeah,
and they have so they do a YOPD, like your first, if you're young onset and this is your first visit, mm-hmm. they have like scholarships available too. Mm. So look into that. They'll be promoting that stuff. So follow them online.
Okay. Yeah, no, I did look into something before and there was like a submission deadline. I can't remember what that was for, but I'll look into it.
I probably won't be young onset in 2026.
You're always going to be young onset.
Let's do a walk from Columbus to Oregon.
Hit the voice of Melissa. We're going
to
walk.
Wouldn't that be fun? Do a walk from us to her.
That would be so fun.
Would be fun.
Monumental.
I would go out there for that.
No, you wouldn't.
I was going to say something, now I forgot. No, actually, because my best friend, one of my best friends lives in Ohio, and I tease her. I'm just like, really? Ohio?
I know. But it's so much better than you think. I know. A lot of people think that, too. And they think farmlands. They don't think of anything fun. We're a booming place. Where does she live? What city?
Toledo or Sylvania.
Yeah, yeah, Toledo's not.
But yeah, that's like, I'm originally from Youngstown. It's like saying, yeah, I totally get that. Yeah. All right, we're totally getting off topic, but Amy, thank you so much for joining us. It was so nice to meet you, and look forward to meeting you at the World Congress, hopefully in 2026.
It was nice meeting you too.
So in our last 30 seconds, I'll leave you with this. Please make sure that you always go and try and find the closest community or foundation that would be beneficial for you. There's the Brian Grant Foundation. There is the Kirk Gibson Foundation. There's the Davis Finney Foundation. There's the 5K for JK, Michael J. Fox Foundation, Parkinson's Foundation. There are a number out there. But do yourself a favor, take a look into it, check it out, see what events that they have, and hopefully you can find other people living with Parkinson's and help you live a better life today. Thanks for joining. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus Ground Chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.